famous Phil Henry Show, and a very, very pleasant good day to all of you. I'm Margaret Gray, with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, General Galen Shaw. I'm thinking about, I did a man on the street, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, General Galen.
I'll do it. General Galen Shaw and me, Margaret Gray, and him, Bud Dickman.
And
Phil Henry.
Well, you carved that one, it has. All right, anyway, welcome to the show.
I didn't carve anything in ass. I'm thinking of the man on the street that I did for the program. We did a pre-recorded man on the street interview, Phil.
Yeah, we Margaret went into one of our local department stores and asked a question that just out of the blue, because it is...
Well, it's based upon something... What do you mean, out of the blue?
Yes, this is something, Phil, that you wanted us to talk about.
You're right, but it's not like I... We were trying to think up questions, right?
Yeah, you're trying to think up questions, Mr. Henry, but this one, I don't know, man.
Yeah, probably is one you wanted to ask.
What is it with you guys? You all of a sudden are accusing me now of what? Overinflated ego? It wasn't even my idea. It was Margaret's.
Well, yeah, well, that's true, Margaret.
I thought it would be a good question. Well, do you want me to? Or?
The base of the question is I got a call from a radio station. They wanted to know if I would do fill-in on their midday show. And it's a big market. And actually, we're kicking it around because we thought it would have promotional value.
So in other words, the money is not all that great.
No, we're not doing it for the money. The money in radio these days it ain't good, you know, but it would be a promotional thing. So when you take a look at, like, the average quarter hour of this particular station, which is not very good, even the average quarter hour of a radio station these days is still an enormous amount of people compared to what you get online. So,
So in other words, these guys are losing their ass ham over fist. And
what do you mean, ham over fist?
Well, hand over.
Well, so these guys are losing money with their ham over their, not the ham over the fist.
With a ham over fist.
Hand over fist. Are you guys that lame?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Hand over fist.
Yeah, they're losing money. Hand over fist. But they don't have the number of people that we don't have the number of...
There's more people listening to radio still than there are people listening to podcasts and online programming. However, they can't monetize. Radio isn't making the kind of money that we can make right here. In other words, I won't make any money being on the radio now. I make money doing a digital show. Now, there's cats that are making bread on radio. There's no question about that. But they're far fewer than they used to be. And the rest of us, whether we have talent or not, have found ways to ply our trades elsewhere. So?
So that, therefore, all of that big, long... Scott.
Well, Margaret.
That big, long speech aside, I went into a local store here called Voodoo Rugs, and they are right over here, Phil, on Channel Islands Boulevard.
Voodoo Rugs.
Yes, Voodoo. I don't know what the story is.
Well, then, Mr. Henry, it was originally they sold gree-gree... And,
You trying to tell me this is a place right here in the El Pacifico that sold some kind of voodoo stuff?
Yeah, they were well known for it back in the day.
What do you mean, back in the day? What did they sell?
They sold a combination of things. They sold gree-gree and juju.
What is gree-gree and juju?
You don't know anything, do you, General? These are traditional... voodoo applications, herbs, and so on. There's gree-gree, voodoo, voo-voo, not gree-gree and voo-voo.
Juju, and you said...
Excuse me, Phil, I think I know what I'm doing. There's gree-gree...
Let me read. There's gree-gree, juju, boo-boo,
boo-boo.
Not boo-boo.
Gree-gree and juju, the one that I hear about from time to time.
Oh, do you hear about it from time to time, do you, bud? Hey, have you heard this one? It's only a rumor, but my fist towards your face.
Hey!
Come on.
It's gree-gree, it's juju, it's boob.
It's not boo-boo. You guys keep wanting to say boo-boo. A boo-boo's a mistake.
Yes, it is. And you want to know what else is a mistake? This whole bit, this whole segment, my whole...
What are you going to say, your whole life?
No, I was going to say my whole, and then I realized this one here.
Oh, my God.
All right, Margaret.
You know what? What I meant to say is my whole... I didn't want to say my whole existence. It was going to come out my whole... Then I realized he'd say something. I'd have to beat him half to death.
Then what did you mean to say?
My whole segment is what I wanted to say.
All right. So Margaret Gray is going to be talking, coming up to a bunch of people at a department store about whether they think that Phil Henry should return to radio.
No, it's not a department store. It's a
it's Voodoo's Rugs.
Voodoo's Rugs. It's a rug store.
Yes, it's a rug store.
What are we talking about, the green?
We're talking about all that jazz because they used to sell that shit over there, I guess. All right, let's go to Bob Bakian right now. Bob's in the traffic chopper, and he's going to try and give us some sensible ideas to what the traffic is like. Bob, go ahead.
All right, so if you're looking out, I'm going downtown there. Hey, listen, you got to go around the side and go out on the right side and find Gregory and Juju and Yaya. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sitting there, Yaya, waiting on my Nana, as you go on downtown. Going on the Pacific Coast Highway, they got some very, very trucks driving, scratch that. We got a truck tap. I'm trying to scratch my nuts. Bob Bakian, traffic.
Jesus H. Christ. Doesn't sound like it to me, friend.
Yeah, Jenner, your voice cracked. You're all like, doesn't sound it.
That is that's Periphery with the Scourge. Or the Scourge.
Well, it's the Scourge.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, so Margaret, we have a tape of you here. We're going to listen to this. This is Margaret asking people at Voodoo Rugs over here in the El Pacifico on Channel Islands Boulevard whether or not Phil Hendry should go back to the to terrestrial radio. And let's listen.
Yes, what is your name?
My name is Elmer.
Elmer Park. What do you think about Phil Hendry going back to terrestrial radio?
On a full-time basis? Or?
No, this would just be part-time.
Oh, no, I can't take it.
Did you enjoy his program?
I can't do that anymore. I can't.
What's your name?
Rick Saylor.
And Rick, are you here at the bank?
Yes.
What do you think of Phil Hendry going back to terrestrial radio?
I don't want... please tell him not to do that, because I'm enjoying him right now where he is. And if he tried to go back...
Your name? My name's Bill Park. And Bill, you are the manager here?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 41.
41. Have you listened to the Phil Hendry show?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think about Phil going back to terrestrial radio?
Well, I think it would be a good thing if the money's right, but it probably isn't.
What is your name?
My name is Cecilia Jones.
And Cecilia, do you listen to the Phil Hendry show?
From time to time.
Do you think he should go back to terrestrial radio?
I don't think so. We download his program. We listen. We listen to you, Margaret. We have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I just think it would not be the most conducive.
What's your name?
Rick.
What? And where do you live, Rick?
Here.
Right here in this parking lot?
Yeah, right up there.
What do you think of Phil Hendry coming back to terrestrial radio?
I can't answer that right now. It gets me very emotional. But
what is your name, sir?
My name is Silas Brewer.
Silas Brewer. And, you have the, do you have the auto parts store, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
What do you think of Phil Hendry going back to terrestrial radio?
I don't hope he doesn't, because I think you go back to terrestrial radio, you know, probably, of course, make it silly again, you know, silly. I like my talk radio serious, you know.
You think it would be silly?
I think it'd be silly.
And what is this, air filters?
Yeah, I got a special air filter. You want to call it air filter?
I don't need an air filter. What's your name?
Bozo Jeffries.
Bozo Jeffries. That's
that's it, yeah.
What do you think of Phil Hendry coming back to terrestrial radio?
Is he? I hadn't heard.
He's not, but what do you think?
No. No. No, no, no.
Where are you going?
No.
What is your name?
Well, I don't believe that's any of your concern, but...
I'm sorry. And what do you think of Phil Hendry going back to terrestrial radio?
I don't think that's any of your concern.
All right, I apologize.
And that's none of my concern.
What do you think... Hi, how are you? I'm Margaret Gray. What do you think of Phil Hendry going back to... You know what? I'm sick and tired of asking this question.
I was going to say, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing you ask it. I've been standing here, and I'm waiting for him. I'm buying this rug. It's got Thomas Jefferson's face in it.
I'm not interested. So that is...
Those were the questions, and that was the question, huh?
Yes, that was the question.
All right.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Because I heard a lot of jive-ass jackball answers, that's why. What was wrong with that?
Well, I mean, Mr. Abrams.
The people that did have passion for the answer, Phil, that did have passion for the topic, were split, I think, right now. Some people did, some people didn't, and then there were people that didn't care. The man that lived in the parking lot and the other man that...
And what about you saying I'm getting sick of the question?
Because I was getting sick of the question, Phil, and I think people appreciate reality.
Jesus.
All right, the answer to the question, though...
What are you going to do?
What I'm going to do is this. I think I'm going to... I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know what I'm doing on this show today, because this is very weird. We're doing a lot of... For those of you that are listening here on the podcast, on the download, we're doing a lot of stopping and starting. We're doing a lot of editing on the fly. It doesn't have the feel of a live improvisational effort. That's what I like to do, you know? I like a live improvisational effort.
Well, guess what, friend? Now it's a live improvisational effort that's being taped.
Yeah, what is wrong with that?
All right, let's get to some phone calls. First of all, we got to take a break, don't we? Have a break come out. We're going to take a break, then we'll get to some phone calls, which we thought we would take today, at least a couple of phone calls on the topic of whether I had to return to terrestrial radio. It's a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Ice Nine Kills, here is me, myself, and Hyde.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico.
Hey, everybody, this is Robert Leonard. Make sure you get online to the Phil Hendry Show website and go to our online store, and pick up any one of a great many souvenir items you can get on the Phil Hendry Show. Everything from the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie all the way down to the Phil Hendry Show shot glass, all the way down to the Bobby Dooley keychains, all of the hard copy CDs, all the download CDs. Man, God damn, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, that's for sure. At philhendryshow.com on an online store, you can get it, and we have your very quick delivery and everything.
Man, you want clothing, you want collectibles, you want CDs, you want downloads, chat. You want philhendryshow.com online store. Murder was trained, but now curse what's in my head. Because I can't stop seeing.
Jesus Christ.
Now, General, this music is a little jarring for you, isn't it?
Well, no, wait a second. Don't give me that bullcrap. It's not like I'm... You know, the old man is doing okay.
I think it's very jarring.
I apologize, but it is the music we play. All right, now...
Well, I'm not saying that it's... I'm not saying I'm not down with it. It's jarring, that's all. Very jarring.
And I think I'm down with it, but it's jarring.
So that's the word, huh? Jarring.
It's not jarring me.
No, it's not jarring you, but you're something that ought to be in a jar. Oh!
Give me five.
Get out of here, will you?
All right, Phil. Folks, my name's Phil.
Jesus, he's talking to himself, folks.
You know, you're losing it when you're talking to yourself.
Yeah, so they've been telling me. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We go over to R.C. Collins here from Bradley Military Academy. R.C., a longtime listener and a longtime contributor to our program. And I'm interested to know, R.C., how you feel about us going back to terrestrial radio. I know that you've got a couple of feelings you want to give us on ISIS, and generally give us the overview of life there in a military academy. Hold on for just a minute. R.C., you there?
Yeah, Mr. Eddie, I'm right here, and congratulations on... Are you going to go back to the terrestrial, or what do you think?
I'm not going to go back to terrestrial radio full-time, no. It was somebody wants me to fill in on their radio station.
Oh, you mean you'd be... I don't know if that's really anything you... are they going to pay you good or what?
No, the money is not good, but the promotional possibilities of...
What do you mean by promotional?
Ain't you... Don't you know what the promotional capabilities are for the Phil Hendry Show?
Well, I mean, General, I'm not... I don't want to argue with you or nothing, but I think it is...
All right, never mind. R.C., tell me, what is your... So you basically, you don't think I should...
Well, I mean, I think the promotional capabilities and the promotional aspects of it and everything that the general was saying about, well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. But, I mean, on the flip side, the promotional capabilities would not be good. That's all I'm saying.
What the hell does that mean?
Wait a minute.
Well, what it means, General, is...
R.C., this is Margaret. Do you understand that you're not making a lot of sense?
I'm making plenty of sense for me. Commandant Wireman happens to be here, sir.
Yes.
Do you want to come in, Mr. Henry, going to terrestrial?
I don't know. What does it mean? This is a Commandant Wireman, Mr. Henry. Is it there? Or?
Mr. Henry's right there.
Commandant, I'm here. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm good. Wait, you're going to go back to the what?
To work at a regular radio station doing fill-in.
I don't think you should do that because I don't listen to that garbage anymore because I found out that they don't mean what they, you know, it's all a clown act, you know.
Commandant Wireman found out on a cap
phone. Don't ever grab the phone away from me. Cadet, don't ever do that.
I'm sorry, sir.
Cadet, what's your name again?
Collins.
Cadet Collins, grab the phone away from me, Mr. Henry. Now I have no choice but to hang him over the gunner's daughter. Hold for just a moment, please.
I can't have you on the air while you're disciplining him.
Oh, I see. So, how do you like that, General? The American people don't want to hear a young man disciplined at a military academy to try to kick some sense into the scum of the earth that is the youth of today.
Well, I think this would do the listeners very good.
I don't think there's anything good about it.
Oh, just hold on for a minute, Mr. Henry, while you dominate the car. Get over the gunner's daughter, for Christ's sake.
What is the gunner's daughter?
Anything I want it to be. It can be a desk, it can be a boot, a chair, my knee. It used to be a cannon, but since we don't have cannons at the ready any longer, we use, you know, get over the gunner's girl. Okay, good. He's leaning over top of my secretary, Mrs. Pone. She's in the office right now taking dictation. Just get over her lap. Now, pull your pants down.
Wait.
This is a little bit sick, isn't it?
Oh, so you people are thinking, oh, my God, Miss Pone, can you believe that?
I've never.
She's shut. All right, R.C., pull your pants back up then, Mr. Henry and his pussy audience. All right, go ahead.
Ow! Yo! Ow!
Now, I'm not really hitting him. That's Mrs. Pone yelling. And so the...
Thank you very much for that.
Want to keep taking phone calls?
I don't think so. So I think that the vote is in. I think everyone has been heard from, and I believe that in my opinion, what has happened here is that people have voted against it.
It sounds like a lot of people are against it, yes. I think they think that if you go back to terrestrial radio, that A, wonderful talk radio that they know and love will be destroyed. B, you yourself will be working for nothing.
So what about this promotional aspect?
I'm just telling you right now, in my opinion, there is a... You get on there and go and talk about the website.
So for 3 solid hours, all I'm saying is...
You just get on to... The only way you can make it work is if you get on there and go, this is Phil Henry, and thank you, whatever station, and be sure to go to my website. Otherwise, you're taking it up the giggy with a wah-wah brush. You're getting tooled, brother. Tooled perfectly, tooled crisply, and tooled at regular intervals. Thank you.
He's General Galen Shaw.
Thank you very much, General. That's fantastic. We'll be right back here with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Real quick, world in my hands.
What else you want to do in the show today?
Like loose
pussy. Don't worry about it.
And I didn't did a possible
I don't want this to be all about you, and that's what it's been so far.
I understand that. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
My girl, hey, this is Big Sean, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you like him?
No.
She going hard, right? She loves spotlight. She make girl I know.
All right, welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Professor Remy Clayton is on the line with us, and Professor Clayton wants to discuss this situation that's beginning at L.A. Canyon College. They have a football team there at L.A. Canyon College, and Professor Clayton wanted to just sort of vent on that. They're doing everything that they can, from my understanding.
Well, yes, the L.A. Canyon College, they're not going to give these guys any free-riding classroom.
Yes, so in other words, they're going to try and do things right this time.
Well, I mean, they're going to try to do things right if they represent all of college. College football has come under frankly, earned attack because of such things as the scandal at, that horrifying scandal at Penn State. But it also, at the local level, you know, people are concerned that football on campus doesn't become, you know, the end-all and the be-all, even though it raises a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They raise a lot of money for the colleges and everything. They're going to, everybody disrespect them. Yeah, man, it's because of place there's a cesspool, man, all the bad stuff they do.
You have to admit that some of the things that were happening, Bud, were disgusting beyond all words, beyond all description, beyond anything and everything that I could possibly... I almost want to break into song, yes.
What song could you be thinking about?
Georgia, oh, Georgia, the whole day...
But what are you talking about, Georgia?
Georgia on my mind. Isn't that a state?
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, they've got a college team there, don't they? Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it, Margaret. Make a joke out of it.
I'm not making a joke out of it. All right, here. On, Wisconsin, you low-life scum. You're the lowest scum I've ever seen. I don't want to go to school there. On, Wisconsin, go straight to hell. You can burn in hell. I'd rather go to class. There.
Very unladylike.
Well, what do you want?
Margaret, you don't have to get pissed off every time somebody criticizes you, you know? Some things are just not appropriate.
I thought that was a wonderful segue.
It's great. I agree with you. That was great. And sing On Wisconsin as a college song and everything.
Yeah, okay. So she sang about On Wisconsin, the scum of the earth, this and that. What's that got to do with college football not being worthy of a place on a campus?
I'll tell you what. You don't scare me, Mr. Henry, with your anger.
What has it got to do with it?
I'll tell you what it has to do with it. I took the song On Wisconsin, representative and emblematic of school fight songs, and I drug it right across my gooch.
Holy shit.
Now, Miss Lee, you sure you want to say that?
I said it, didn't I? I said it, and I stand by it. Read it and weep.
Wow.
Oh, grow up.
All right, we're going to get Professor Clayton or not?
Yeah, we've got him on the phone right now.
All right, Professor Emery Clayton joining us from L.A. Canyon College. And Professor Clayton, I don't know whether you heard what Margaret Gray was just singing about, but she essentially was reading the riot act to the college football scene and to college football in general. You don't like the idea of L.A. Canyon College developing a football team. Why?
Phil, first of all, I want to thank you very much for having me on your program, and I'm always, always honored to be on any broadcast outlet that will hear the views of faculty at any college. Now, I've been a college professor for 15 years at L.A. Canyon. We have never had to contend until this year with any discussion whatsoever of a college football team. Now, they have told us, they told the faculty yesterday, we had a faculty-wide meeting, and this was a faculty-wide meeting that had been called by Chancellor Ergen. Chancellor Ergen there in the faculty lounge, and later on in subsequent meetings at the faculty lounge. We are at the faculty lounge, also the faculty restaurant, and the faculty pub. And
what do you mean the faculty pub? God, that sounds pretty good.
Now, General, don't think you're going to call me up, and you and I and your wife and my wife and our wives together, and then you and I later on together are going to go out for a cozy little cocktail, sit in a nice little red leather booth, and maybe go nudgy and hoogie-hoogie and huggy-buggy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. You know, please, no, I'll tell you something, Clayton. You need a doctor.
Oh, are you saying I need a psychiatrist?
I didn't say anything about you and me getting cute and koozy. Or...
I didn't say koozy. I said cozy. See, that's the whole thing about you whites. You go right to a white point guard for the Boston Celtics.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. All you said there was a pub, and the general said a pub, and I agree with him. You know, that's kind of surprising.
All right, but he said it like he was trying to get on my back, trying to get a free drink on my back.
I don't give a damn. Let me tell you something, Clayton. I can afford my own drinks. And
You just said farm. You're bringing all these white things into it.
Wait, why is a farm white?
Well, when he says it.
You know something? I've tried to be real nice to you, Clayton. But as far as I'm concerned, you're getting so far up my nose, I can feel your boots on my chin.
Well, now, ain't that just down home?
And I wouldn't have a drink with you at the faculty pub if it was Zeus's own piss.
What?
All right. So anyway, now you just pissed him off.
Look, I didn't try. Look, General, I'm sorry. Hey, General.
He's gone.
Yeah, what do you want?
No, he ain't gone. I just heard. I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
All right, you guys going to make nice... So what if...
Hey, look, and I'll take this over, Phil. You sound like you're getting real confused. Here's my point, and I'm going to make it as succinctly as I can. I have listened to what Chancellor Bovine, or whatever his name was. I thought I heard from Chancellor Erg, Chancellor Goo, and now Chancellor Bovine. But they tell me his name is Bovine. I said, all right, that makes sense, because Bovine's a cow, and he a man. He looked like a full-grown man to me.
Yeah, and what about it?
I'm gonna
Would you let him talk, General?
Anyway, thank you, Margaret.
No, I'm just trying to get you guys moving along because you're really boring the audience to half to death.
Well, why don't I just bore them fully to death?
Hey, I'm gonna hang up and we'll just conclude the show if we can't get this out and spoken about here, Professor, okay?
All right, I'm trying to say it.
Well, all I said was that they...
Would you allow me to finish?
Yeah, let him finish.
So this guy, the chancellor said, we're going to have a football team. And I said, a what? And he said, a football team. I said, man, I think that's a bad idea. Now, he went into all this big rigmarole and explanation about how the football team we're going to have at L.A. Canyon College, we're not going to give preferential treatment to the players. Nobody's going to be taking tests for them. We're not going to spend a whole lot of money on building stadiums and equipment. All that. It's going to be a real low-level football team. We'll have a regular, football team. We try to play other regular football. We play other colleges, but it ain't going to be nothing. But I've been through this before. I said I saw when I was in college, and now as a professor, I'm afraid it's going to repeat itself. They say one thing, and they do something else. I tell you, and I told him, if I get a student athlete, one of these so-called, coming into my classroom and said, hey, professor, would you mind if I blow off this class this Friday because we got to travel, we got a football game, I got to do practice, or I got to do a drill, something like that, I will say, I don't mind that at all. Can I escort you over here to the window? Because this is the quickest way out of the building instead of the stairs. And the next thing you'd hear would be this. Ah! Bloop. How about that?
That's a fantastic Coyote and Roadrunner sound effect.
Thank you very much. Fuck this.
This show...
Phil, you know what? You don't have any control over these...
This show has the world's record for guys closing interviews with the words, fuck this. And other people like yourself, Margaret, and don't give me any shit because I've heard you say it, fuck this as you walk out of here.
But you can say the S word.
Yeah, but you just said S.
Well, I mean, I'm saying what I'm saying, but F, I think S is not as bad as F. And from a college professor.
Well, I understand his frustration. The guy is trying to get things said, and he's, he's worried about the education of young people, and he's got a football team that they're going to stick right up his ass over there at the school, and he doesn't know whether the professor's playing ball with him or not. And he was going to go over to the pub and have a drink. Now he's thinking about having one with me. That I invented the wives, or he did, and that bummed him out.
You're trying to say that he's all wanting to have a drink with you. He didn't say that.
I didn't say that either.
Yes, you did. You sort of alluded to that.
You did. And the whole conversation between you and the professor was bizarre. L.A. Canyon College will have a football team next year. So,
What about Jack I. Gagner?
Well, if Jack I. Gagner signs a deal to do play-by-play for L.A. Canyon College... Man, that guy has fallen pretty far on the professional ladder. Not that he hasn't already fallen a long way doing play-by-play for the Milwaukee Lions. And, by the way, that game we played, the game that we aired the other day, we may do more Lion games in the days to come.
My idea is to do those during the football season.
Yeah, but then why'd you do them in the football season?
It doesn't make any difference. People download these things and they listen to them when they listen to them. All right, be right back here. The Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. On March 12th, don't forget we are going to be at the Irvine Improv. March 12th, the Irvine Improv to play for you fine folks. If you guys want your tickets, you can get them at the Irvine Improv website. You can also pick up tickets anywhere we link the Irvine Improv, which would be on our website, would also be on our Twitter feed, which would also be on our fan page at Facebook. Yeah. All you got to do is go to facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans, PHANS, or you can go to twitter.com/ Phil Henry Show. You can go to twitter.com/ Real Phil Henry. You can go to Twitter. I don't know.
Well, what's the website?
PhilHenryShow.com as well.
Trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online. That ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family, too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada, too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got niggas that are still trying fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over. Fuck them niggas for life. Yeah, I got enemies. Got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck. I bought this one a purse. I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house.
Well, I bought Drake, I'll tell you.
I keep buying shit. Just make sure you keep track of
Drake. Drake is fascinating because his life is right there for the world to see. At least his version of his life, which I'm not saying he doesn't know his life. Obviously, he knows his life. But is he telling us the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help him. So help him, Drake.
So help him, Drake.
No, that's disrespectful, man.
I got high hopes.
What is? What he know? What Bud just said?
What are you talking about, man?
Hey, let me tell you something, Robert. There's nothing wrong with a little levity.
What is your point?
Well, my point is that he lives his life on the he lives his life right there on on the tape, you know, on the record. There he is with a song called Energy. That's from If You Are Reading This, Then It's Already Too Late, I think is the name of that. Wait, If You Are Reading, what's the name of that new mixtape that he's got out? It's called If You Are Reading This, It's Too Late. It's the latest from Drake, and we're playing a few of those cuts for you, and I think it's you know, fascinating. I wanted to bring on. What did you want to? Did you want to talk to him too, General?
Well, I thought it would be interesting if you bring on. We haven't talked, and I don't think you've talked to Bob since the show started. We're talking about Bob Odin or Robert Odin. He was a minister, but he's left the. A profession of the ministry profession, or whatever you call it.
Well, it's the religious, the cloth.
He's left the cloth.
Well, yeah, he was a man of the cloth. Anyway, Robert Odin is going to join us. He has, at odd times, been in the music business himself. We're going to talk about Drake and discuss with Robert what he thinks of this young man's career. I think the guy's pretty fascinating, Mr. Odin, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Phil. I'm glad I'm with you.
Hey, Robert, if I may call you Robert?
Yeah, please, call me Robert.
What do you think and first of all, let's hear, you had a career in music before you joined Pastor Renick at Joyful Union. You were a record producer, record promoter, right?
Yeah, that's right. I, at all times, I was promoting records for the old Babel, the label, and then I had also produced a few records back in the R&B days, you know, with the Babel Records, and I produced some records for Kara Majestic and Carol, but I've never been in the hip-hop game to the extent that some of the other old time, like Jerry Hester and people like that, you know.
Jerry Hester is the one of the primary movers and shakers in the 90s, right?
Yes, that's correct, right.
So what do you think of... just using Drake as an example, the autobiographical nature of his music, which is really what hip hop is about in so many ways, with so many of the artists. But his very pointed lyrics and rhymes are point to a life that is unsettled, one where he still has this enormous chip on his shoulder. How much of that do you think is the man's life, and how much of it is factual?
Well, there's no doubt a lot of it is very factual. Drake is, as you pointed out, he comes from a part of Toronto, Canada that's, not, I wouldn't say it's upscale, but upper middle class. And I think he's had a lot that he's had to probably prove, not only to himself, but to other people. I think he doesn't want anyone to be perceiving him as somebody who didn't work very hard for what he has. And I know he has, but, you know, when you have a background like his, which is not necessarily a background of deprivation like so many of these young artists have, I think you do have a chip on your shoulder a little bit.
Do you think it's a positive or a negative?
Oh, I think it's positive. I don't think he's going to... I think that Drake's going to say what he's going to say. I'm not going to characterize what a positive or negative. People are buying his records, so people identify, you know, with what he said about it. I've listened to him, and whether I believe him or not, you know, I think it's true what he's saying about it. Don't get me wrong, but I think he got such an attitude on him, you know, sometimes you wonder whether or not he just... When the lights go out and you know, when he's in bed at night, is he laying there hugging his pillow and crying, you know?
Is that what you're saying there, Bob? He's saying he's hugging his pillow and crying?
No, I just wonder about it, you know.
Well, now, if Drake heard you say that right now, what do you think he'd say?
Well, he'd probably be upset with me, you know. I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but I'm just saying there's so much, you know, that... I think there's so much that is hidden, you know, from the public. Yeah, I don't think you can say it all.
Well, let's take a guy like Lil Wayne, who has nothing but a whole lot of really raw, expressive, songs. And do you think Lil Wayne is telling the truth there?
I think Lil Wayne is telling the truth. Lil Wayne bearing his soul, and his soul is a, you know, it's like a big amusement park. Excuse me, it's like a big amusement park of crazy happening, crazy things that he does, you know. So I like Lil Wayne, you know, but a lot of it's posturing, you know.
Well, I've got to say, a lot of these kids posture like they're badasses.
Yeah, well, a lot of that is, you know, they posture like they're badass, you know, they're going to... Lil Wayne, I don't see much difference, you know. Maybe the content of the rhyme is different, you know, but I don't see much difference between Lil Wayne and Drake in terms of this bravado.
Yeah, so you're saying that there's a whole bunch of hot air pumped into this?
Oh, not a whole bunch, but I think there's a little bit. And like I said, Lil Wayne, after he gets done with all this kind of badass up-in-your-face hip-hop and rap that he does, then he probably goes home at night. And like I said, it generally happens when the lights go out and the car is parked and the servants are sent home for the night. And he probably sits on the floor and sucks his thumb or something, you know. Even as far as I know.
Well, now, you don't really believe that, do you?
I don't know. But I look, you know.
Well, you're not just trying to be funny.
No, but let me say this. I don't know what he does, but it would not surprise me. Lil Wayne, Drake, Young Thug, Young Money, any of them. I don't care who you're talking about. Jay-Z, Kanye. I wouldn't be surprised, especially Kanye, probably go home at night and, you know, sits down on the floor and his wife there with that big hair. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful now, you know.
You see, this is the whole thing. You don't want to disrespect them.
No, I'm not going to try and disrespect them at all, but... it would not surprise me if Kanye goes home at night and sits down on his wife, you know.
Well, this is getting a little silly.
No, but Margaret, all right, not sitting on his wife, but puts his head on his wife's big butt while she's reading a book or something. She's laying on flat, face down on the bed, all right? She's laying on her stomach. And there's the big butt. He lays on that big butt, and he starts to cry. He just gently sobs. And she probably only because it's so big, it's something she's not going to feel right away, and probably after about 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, would you stop this?
Well, no, I'm...
Are you making a joke?
If you listen to me, I'm not making a joke. I'm saying that you ask me, what do I think these young hip-hop artists do? I think Kanye goes home. I think he puts his head on his wife's big bum, and the big bun bum, and she is reading a book on her stomach, and then he starts to quietly sob and weep because he doesn't think it hard enough, and gradually, because the butt's so big, she doesn't feel the shaking head, and she doesn't feel the heaving sobs immediately until it vibrates down through the fat and gets up to a part of her middle of her back, I'd say, where the spinal cord picks it up, and then it runs right up into the brain and registers as there's something laying, there's something round on my butt. And it's wiggling. And then she'll turn around, or maybe she doesn't turn around, maybe she can't because she's already comfortable on her stomach and the ass is big. So she looks in a mirror that does reflect what's happening behind her because she probably needs that. She sees Kanye's head there, and he's going, you know, he's weeping and everything. And
that's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life, whether true or not.
Man, I don't know, you know, Reverend Odin.
I'm not a reverend anymore, son. You don't have to call me that.
Well, Mr. Odin, I think that's probably very disrespectful of Kanye.
Hey, I'm not being... I'm telling you, young man, and you can tell me whatever you think you think you know. I'm telling you that when the lights go out and the servants have been sent home and everybody is finally in bed, I think these young men are frightened. I think they're scared to death. I think they are wetting their pants. I think they go home, like Vernon Dozier said so famously, you know, on your program, Mr. Andy, they go home to mama, and there they lay.
Yeah, but this whole idea that, excuse me, Kanye West, this whole idea that Kanye West is laying there with his head on his wife's big ass, and he's gently sobbing, it's comic. More than truthful, I think you're just trying to be comic.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'll take you at your word there, Reverend.
All right, and again, I'm not a reverend.
I mean Bob Odin. Mr. Odin.
Yeah, you can call me Mr. Odin. You don't have to call me Bob Odin.
All right, so Kanye West, Drake, Lil Wayne, they go home at night, and when all the servants have been sent away and the lights are out, they sit on their floor, they suck their thumbs, they weep quietly, they lay their heads on their wives' big butts, as you said, and they heave with sobs until the wife can feel the vibrating head through the fat of her ass up the middle of her spinal cord. That's where it picks up and goes directly to the brain, and that's when she senses it.
Yes, that's exactly right. So you can see that what's going on here, not just you know, it's not just an emotional reaction.
I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I admit, it's not, Ms. Gray, it's not just emotional reaction. This is a scientific, physiologic reaction, because Kanye West is laying there going, and the butt wiggles, and...
All right, enough of the big butt on... Thank you very much, Bob. It's Robert. It's great talking to you.
I feel any time, you know, and I know that you... You people, you know, got to kiss it and suck it up and make it look all good for the entertainment business. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I was in the entertainment business for 30 years, a record producer and record promoter. And concert promoter. And these guys are great artists, but they go home at night, and when no one's looking, they suck their thumb, they wet themselves, they throw themselves on the floor, go into a fetal position, lay their head on a big ass, or the closest big ass woman near them, and start weeping with sobs until the ass,
We've got it. Bob Robert Oden, thank you so much, and our very best to to Pastor Rennick, and to your wife, Lois.
Oh, yeah, I will tell you right now, Lois, she's not here. I'm sorry. I thought she was here. She's gone out to the grocery store. I'll call her up and tell her.
No, you can wait till she gets home.
All right.
Thanks very much, Robert. Good talking to you.
All right, Phil. Thank you.
Robert Oden.
You know, the question was asked, and I think it's a good... Is he kidding?
I think the man is serious, but I think he's also... I think he's trying to be negative.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Mr. Emery, he's trying to make people look bad.
Well, I don't know. It did sound hypercritical. It sounded like he was mocking them. It sounded like he was making fun of them.
Yeah, but what if he's telling the truth and everything? Everybody here thinks he's lying. I don't think he's lying. I think he's telling the truth.
All right. I mean, maybe he's telling the truth.
Well, you have to understand, Bud, that sometimes people just... They use what we have perceived to be ye. They use what people perceive to be... Their area of expertise so that we don't dare fight with them. And they wind up telling us a whole lot of hokum and baloney and
And a lot of bullpucky.
Yes, and a lot of bullpucky. And it turns out that we believe them because we, you know...
Because they're black.
No, man, because they're black. God damn it, man. Hey.
Bud, I'm going to beat you until you die, man. And I'm going to do it in front of people. You're not racist, huh?
All right.
I mean, if you're racist, just be honest and say it, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something, Dickman. I've been around a lot of slobs. You're about as racist as they get.
No, I'm not. I misspoke.
Oh, bullshit, man.
All right, well, that's an argument for not another day, for tomorrow. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Can I do it?
Go ahead, but we're...
World famous Phil Henry... Well, no, then I won't do it.
That's the second day she doesn't want to do it.
Because other people are butting in.
Go ahead.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network. There.
Don't forget to go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and get a Backstage Pass subscription, Jack. And, of course, if you have the all-access video access pass, you can see us as we go through the record of this show, the actual production process of our show.